Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 22nd of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A newly discovered spyware effort attacked users through 32 million downloads of extensions to Google's market-leading Chrome web browser, researchers at Awake Security told Reuters, highlighting the tech industry's failure to protect browsers as they are used more for email, payroll, and other sensitive functions. Google said it removed more than 70 of the malicious add-ons from its official Chrome Web Store after being alerted by the researchers last month. Snapchat is apologizing for a controversial Juneteenth filter that allowed users to smile and break the chains, saying the filter had not gone through its usual review protocols. The filter was panned by critics on Friday morning shortly after its release for its tone deafness and was disabled by about 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Snapchat is apologizing for a controversial Juneteenth filter that allowed users to smile and break the chains, saying the filter had not gone through its usual review protocols. The filter was panned by critics on Friday morning shortly after its release for its tone deafness and was disabled by about 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Wirecard's chief executive Marcus Braun resigned on Friday as the company he built into Europe's most valuable financial technology group reeled from revelations that €1.9 billion of cash was missing from its bank accounts. With Wirecard's debt trading at 25 cents on the euro and its shares falling more than 70% in 2 days, investors were attempting to assess the solvency of a group that processes tens of billions of euros in credit and debit transactions each year. Volkswagen has ruled out working with the world's biggest tech giants to develop software for its new vehicles, as the German carmaker instead vowed to accelerate the growth of its newly established digital unit. From next month, VW will rely on one organization, called Car Software, to develop digital platforms for all its 12 brands, in which it will invest more than 7 billion euros. British security officials have told UK telecom operators to ensure they have adequate stockpiles of Huawei equipment due to fears that new US sanctions will disrupt the Chinese firm's ability to maintain critical supplies, according to a letter seen by Reuters. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.